banking made easy. Check out spurcase.lu.
The heat wave is continuing. The highest alert level remains in place today, tomorrow and on Sunday. Temperatures could climb past 40 degrees in places again today and tomorrow. Rescue services are currently around 70% busier than usual, and hospital emergency departments are also seeing higher numbers. The outpatient clinic and emergency department at the Zita Clinic near Luxembourg Station will stay closed today for technical reasons. Until 5 p.m. emergency patients are being directed to Kirchberg or the CHL, with Kirchberg covering the central region alone after 5 p.m. and over the weekend. A man has been arrested after trying to run over his ex-partner with his car in Ettelbruck on Wednesday evening. Police were called to the scene at around 7 p.m. Officers later located the suspect following a search. He's since been arrested on the order of the public prosecutor and brought before an investigating judge. In international news, a man has been sentenced to life in prison over the Christmas market attack in Magdeburg in Germany in 2024, which killed 6 people and injured 300. The 51-year-old, a doctor from Saudi Arabia, was found guilty of murder, attempted murder, and grievous bodily harm. Judges said he'd planned the attack well in advance, had a narcissistic personality disorder, and acted for personal rather than ideological reasons. Volkswagen is reportedly planning to cut up to 100,000 jobs worldwide, including the closure of 4 plants in Germany. Europe's biggest car maker currently employs around 650,000 people. It's unclear how the cuts would be carried out. The death toll from last night's powerful earthquake in Venezuela looks set to be considerably lower than initially feared, with 235 deaths confirmed and over 1,500 injured. Rescue operations continue at full intensity, with around 200 people still missing and international teams with specialized dogs now on their way. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, more than 300 people have now died from Ebola, with 1,150 confirmed infections. The outbreak remains unchecked in several regions, and local hospitals are said to be overwhelmed. The current outbreak is caused by a rare strain for which there is no effective treatment or vaccine. Moving to sport and a look at the World Cup, this morning saw the final 2 matches in Group D. Turkey beat the US 3-2, while Paraguay and Australia played out 8 goalless draw. Last night, Germany lost 2-1 to Ecuador and Ivory Coast beat Curaçao 2-0. In Group F, the Netherlands beat Tunisia 3-1, while Japan and Sweden drew 1-1. And in other news, Spanish star Alexia Putellas is to join the London City Lionesses. Last month, after helping Barcelona to claim a 4th Champions League title, the 32-year-old two-time Ballon d'Or winner announced she would be leaving the Catalans after 14 years. For more on these stories, all the latest news and the updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
It's already 32 degrees in the city, with the red alert for heat extended until at least Sunday morning. Temperatures are due to reach highs of 38 degrees this afternoon, staying in the mid-30s well into this evening.
Traffic happens. We have the solutions. Emil Weber, all about your journey.
RTL Today traffic info.
On the N3 between Luxembourg Place de Metz and Avenue de la Gare, there is a 5-minute delay, 10-minute delay in Luxembourg on the Boulevard Royale, and on the N7 in Ettelbruck around the roundabout, there is a 5-minute delay. Speed checks are taking place this afternoon in Hesperange. If you'd like any more information, go to today.rtl.lu/mobility.
Drinks, proud sponsors of The Lunchbox on RTL Today Radio.
The Lunchbox with Stephen Stapps Lowe.
RTL. The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.
Get bored of breaking windows.
Charlotte Gainsbourg with Paradisco. Unpopular opinion for me, but I do like her music a lot more than her dad's. Not a great, huge fan of Serge. I'm a big fan of Miss Jane, though. Miss Jane Birkin, loved her, and also love Miss Gainsbourg. But yeah, Serge, I don't know. There's this really funny video that I always see on my Instagram reels of him crying because he has like these little French children like dressed up as him and they have a cigarette in their mouth and, you know, they're doing this whole like little, you know, whatever. And he's just crying and smoking a cigarette. And it's just, it's very emotional. It's actually very funny. Got some divas lined up for the next half hour or so. If you'd like to send in a suggestion, 621-52-5000. Starting off strong with Kylie Minogue, Can't Get You Out of My Head.